SOP264. Today we've got one of those, oh man, where was that kind of tips. Speaking of tips, I've got a tip on making gear affordable. And how do you have the same commercial not sound boring?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very much for tuning in. If you're new to the program, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promotion to producing to monetizing, all of the above. It's all right here, courtesy of the School of Podcasting.com. And today, courtesy of the Electro Voice RE320 microphone. We'll be talking about that a little bit today. And, well, let's just start off. I said I have a tip on making gear affordable. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/same-day-music. So schoolofpodcasting.com/same-day-music. One of my favorite places to buy podcasting gear. Why? Because for whatever reason, they don't charge sales tax unless you live in New Jersey. So I'm sorry, Schnooky, you got to pay tax. But you're like, Dave, are you buying gear? As a matter of fact, I'm sad to say, and this is a free bonus tip, when you are setting up your studio, do something with the cords so that they're not all around your feet, so that when you get up to grab the squeak toy that you forgot to take away from the dog, that your Zoom H4 portable recorder doesn't go real portable and go flying across the room. And it actually still works if you want to use the built-in microphones, but if you want to plug an external source into it, like, oh, I don't know, your mixer, yeah, not going to work anymore. I definitely got my money's worth out of that bad boy, but it is gone. So, I am actually recording today directly into the computer, something I haven't done for many, many moons, which proves one point, and that is, if you haven't figured it out, you don't really need a portable recorder. Now, in listening to this today, when I was testing with it, I'm like, I don't think it's as high a quality a recording, and it's probably one of those things, if you're in your car, you're like, Dave, what you talking about, Willis? No. Because it's a little hissier, and if you want to get uber, uber picky, yeah, okay, the portable recorder is a little better. Not to mention the fact that I like to walk around and do portable podcasts. So I want to replace it with the Roland R-05. Why? Because from what I understand, their display is big, and I talked to my buddy Fred Castaneda, and he said, the Zoom H4N has a bigger display. But for me, I like the fact that I can pause it. I like the fact that the recording levels are giant. I don't like the fact that it's a lot more expensive. It's $250. And that is, if you're sitting there going, Dave, what about the tip about making gear affordable? This is it. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/same-day-music, and yes, that's an affiliate link, I can, now the Roland R-05 is $250. Now, I could get a Zoom H2 for about $150, but that would get me in the same boat, which is basically a display that I can't read. Remember, my eyesight isn't what it used to be. So if I go to Same Day Music, I can take that $250, and they actually have what's called a Speed Play program where I can send them two payments of $124.50. Now, that's still a lot of money. I'm not sneezing that away, but one payment of $250 is impossible at times. Two payments of $125 is doable. So if you're interested in picking up some gear, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/same-day-music. Now, if you want to see what I think about equipment, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/equipment, and you can see that there. And one thing I should probably mention here, I was going to mention this at the top of the show, I want to thank and say hello to all my friends from Stitcher. I've actually noticed that I've had over 100 listens at Stitcher.com. Now, you can actually get the Stitcher application for your smartphone. And when you go there, just go to Stitcher.com/DaveJ, and it'll ask you for an activation code. Just use, again, DaveJ, and you can sign up, try it out on your phone. And the cool thing about this, every month they're giving away $100. So why not try it out? And who knows, you might actually, A, get to hear little old me on your smartphone without having to download the podcast. It just streams it. And B, you might win $100. All right, next up, this is for anybody who already has their website already using WordPress. If you're not, I'm not offended. Feel free to fast forward to the next segment, which will be about how do you stop a commercial from being boring. But you're going to go, oh man, where was that? Because if you're like me, now I like Todd Cochran. I think he's a great guy. Todd Cochran is the CEO of Raw Voice, who, of course, are the people behind the Blueberry Network and the people behind the PowerPress plugin. And Todd is a great guy. I've met him a couple of times. But Todd, I'm tired of looking at Todd. Every morning I log into WordPress and there's Todd staring back at me because they have Blueberry, the PowerPress plugin, has a video that ends up on your WordPress dashboard. And I know a lot of you going, yeah, I know. I see Todd every day. Well, here's the cool thing. If you're tired of looking at Todd, when you log into WordPress, in the upper right-hand corner where it says screen options, click on that and you will see where there are all these things that you can pick to choose what you want on your dashboard. Do you want, like one now is like your browser is out of date and do you want to have recent comments is what I have. I have a couple different things. How many columns do you want? Excuse me, incoming links. Things like that, and you can customize what is shown on that screen. One of the things you can then turn off is Todd staring at you. Not that, again, nothing against Todd, but if you're like, don't really want that there, you can actually turn that off. That is the, oh man, where was that? Here is, you ready for the other one? When you're making a new post, and you've got that little itty-bitty box to type your show notes in. You're like, man, and you got to keep scrolling down and down and down. Okay, go over to the right-hand side, the bottom right-hand corner of your show notes box. You'll see on the left-hand side, it'll say word count. On the far right-hand side, you will see if you put your mouse over the bottom right-hand corner of that box, your mouse will turn into a double-sided arrow and you can drag that down and give you a bigger box to type your show notes in. So you don't go, oh man, I got to scroll again and scroll up and scroll down. Scroll up and scroll down. You now have a big box. There you go. Now you know what I mean when I say, oh man, where has that been? Kind of tip. All right, last up, if you have noticed, today's show again is brought to you by the Electro Voice RE320 microphone. It's what I'm speaking into right now. I love this microphone. I love its clarity. I love the fact that I can move my mouth around this and I don't really lose my tone. And I talked to the boys and they said, hey, yeah, you can keep that microphone, Dave. And we kind of did some bartering. And one of the things we're doing is I'm going to be talking about it, a little advertising spot in the next few episodes. And I'm like, ah, oh, okay. So they sent me a script, which I might actually email them back and say, can I put this in my own words? But it talks about the microphone, but I'm going to be reading this for the next few episodes. So how do I say the same thing without having people go, oh, here comes the Electro Voice commercial, hit the fast forward button? Well, one of the things that you can make it is the same thing, the exact same thing, but there's one thing you can do to make it sound differently. So people go, oh, I haven't heard this yet. And that is, number one, if your little spot is going to be 30, make it 30 or 60 seconds. Why? Because you can buy royalty-free music. Now, today I'm using the royalty-free music. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music from Footage Firm, and I you'll hear a couple. But I basically, now one of the things I did a mistake today. This particular spot is about 63 seconds long, which means I had to go in and do some stuff with the music to make it match the length of that. Make it 30 or 60 seconds long. Better yet, make it about 25 or 55 seconds long. That way, you can have a little music intro and a little music at the end. So here's an example of, well, here's just the first spot. New from Electrovoice, the RE320 is a supremely versatile vocal and instrument microphone derived from the classic design of the Electrovoice RE20. Now, the RE320's key features include variable D proximity control technology for tight, bold, expressive, and consistent tonal performance, a humbucking coil for noiseless operation, and a high-output neodymium magnet structure capsule that delivers fast and accurate transient response and pronounced high-frequency detail. Engineered for stellar performance in virtually and any imaginable application, the RE320 delivers excellent results when miking vocals or instruments in the studio or on the stage. Designed to meet the demanding needs of project and pro studio operators, live and studio performers and engineers, as well as podcasters and broadcasters at any level, the RE320 brings heritage Electrovoice technology and performance to bear in an incredibly versatile new microphone. For more information, go to electro-voice/RE320. All right, and so what I did was I took that, I recorded it in a way, and I went, yeah, okay, that sounds pretty good. I was happy with the way I read it. I thought it had, decent tone of voice. I think in the end it's a little fast, but, you know, again, you know me, hypercritical. But I took that same recording then and just put different music to it. So here's option number two. New from Electrovoice, the RE320 is a supremely versatile vocal and instrument microphone derived from the classic design of the Electrovoice RE20. Now, the RE320's key features include variable D proximity control technology. And here's another version, just a quick little sample of this. New from Electrovoice, the RE320 is a supremely versatile vocal and instrument microphone derived from the classic design of the Electrovoice RE20. All right, last up, last call for this one. We're almost full. I'm working on a double secret probation kind of kind of project. You'll really, really like the price, but here's who I'm looking for. If you have no equipment, if you have no website, you are brand spanking new, and you think, I should start one of them there podcasts. I'm looking for you. And I have a project I'm going to start. It's a test. It's a wacky test. Nothing involving rubber chickens or anything like that. But if you're brand new to podcasting, I have something I'm trying. Please contact me. 888-563-3228. Leave me your email address so I can get back to you. Or just email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. This is going to launch pretty soon. I think it's going to be really cool, and it may revolutionize how I teach podcasting. It is kind of a beta test for a new form of podcast training. So if that's you, please contact me. Want to thank you very much for tuning in. That is the way you can contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And again, my voicemail, if you have any questions, what would you like to hear on the show? 888-563-3228. I am going to get to the episode about how do you find time to podcast. Let's slot that one for next week unless I get a lot of feedback. And our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where we've got our step-by-step tutorials. If you're like, okay, I do want to start a podcast. I want to do it right now on my own time, at my own speed, at my own pace. We've got it there. Walk you from A to Z and all points in between along with resources. So if you're looking for music, if you're looking for ways to sell your podcast, we've got it all out there at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Want to thank again our friends over at Electrovoice. Check out the RE320 at electro-voice.com/RE320. Want to thank our friends at Stitcher. Again, if you want to get that, if you want to listen to the School of Podcasting on your phone, go to stitcher.com/DaveJ. Use the code DaveJ when activating the software, and you might just win $100. So thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again real soon. And until next week, class is dismissed. It's designed to meet the demanding need. Tony Soprano. Designed to meet the demanding needs of the project and pro studio operator. You know what I'm talking about? I've lost the skill to breathe and read.